it is both a blessing and a curse that Chautauqua, the National Historic Landmark, is right next to one of the busiest trailheads in the entire country and one of the most gorgeous.
That's Cindy Schmidt, president of the Colorado Chautauqua Association Board of Directors.
There are advantages to that, but we have also essentially become a parking lot for open space and mountain parks.
Chautauqua is known for its world-class concerts, lectures, and silent films, as well as a restaurant and lodging. But many residents and even more visitors go there to hike from the park's trailhead. And that means there's never enough parking. To address the problem, the city has come up with a pilot program for this year's summer months that includes paid parking and a free dog-friendly shuttle that picks park users up from satellite lots and ferries them just inside the park's entryway.
And Chautauqua is a National Historic Landmark that dates back to 1898, so it has a certain cultural landscape that we would very much like to preserve and that actually we have a responsibility to preserve. The city is our partner in that. Since this is a pilot, which should, by the very definition, be an experimental attempt to solve a problem, but, you know, during which time we should be able to try different solutions, we would like to try something that is far less intrusive.
Intrusive would come in the form of modern 7-foot-high parking signs posted every 100 feet inside Chautauqua, signs that would likely detract from the 1898 atmosphere. Chautauqua sees as many as 5,000 visitors per day, and there's no way the 300 parking spots inside the park can accommodate them all. Way back when, in the early 1900s, a trolley carried visitors to Chautauqua back and forth from downtown Boulder, something Schmidt wouldn't object to seeing again.
We would love to see a trolley, and we're not talking about rebuilding the tracks, although that would be wonderful, but I think that's out of the question, from downtown up to Chautauqua. But now there are many cities throughout the country that rent gasoline-powered trolleys, and it's fun for tourists. It attracts people. We think that if there were transit that were a little more fun than just the regular buses, that it might attract more people and get more people out of their cars. And we would love to have people explain, you know, naturalists or docents talking about the history, talking about the environment on these trolleys. That would be wonderful. But that's a ways down the road. We really don't expect that to happen this year.
In discussing the $800,000 pilot program Tuesday night, the Boulder City Council raised lots of questions, but appeared to be leaning toward weekend-only paid parking in certain areas around Chautauqua. A public hearing will be held April 18th. For KGNU, I'm Roz Brown.